VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. military officials said crews were still searching Wednesday for five missing sailors a day after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California near an aircraft carrier. One sailor rescued shortly after the crash of the helicopter Tuesday afternoon and was listed in stable condition at a hospital in San Diego, according to a statement released by the Navy Pacific Fleet. Also injured, five other sailors who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash. The statement did not say how the crash off San Diego happened, but the fact that sailors aboard the carrier were injured raised questions about whether the helicopter or parts of it hit the aircraft carrier. When the helicopters take off and land on the ship, there are ground crews present on the carrier nearby and other people working on deck. The crash happened while the helicopter was conducting what the Navy described as routine flight operations. Nigerian gunmen kidnapped 73 students after storming a high school in the northwestern section of the country in the latest in a series of mass abductions targeting students. Kidnappings for ransom by armed gangs known locally as bandits has become a grim trend in northwest and central Nigeria, with around 1,000 students snatched this year, most of them later released. Police spokesman said rescue teams are working with the military to try to release the students. President Muhammadu Buhari is under pressure over insecurity, and the armed forces have launched military raids and airstrikes on bandit camps, but gunmen have kept up attacks and abductions. For more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports the weather system formerly known as Hurricane Ida, which caused all that devastation across the southeastern area of the state of Louisiana, now classified as a post-tropical cyclone moving through the mid-Atlantic region here in the U.S. on the East Coast, causing flash flooding and spawning tornadoes in its path. Ahead of the system, tornadoes reported in the state of Maryland to the north and east of the capital, Washington, D.C. The Hurricane Center said the system could even gain strength when it moves offshore later Thursday. Fire crews reported progress Wednesday in an effort to save neighborhoods from a massive forest fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western state of Nevada. A fire official said the winds, which have been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as much as expected early Wednesday. Fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe Wednesday after evacuation orders in the neighboring state of California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is called the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and now threatens at least 33,000 others. U.S. President Joe Biden Wednesday criticizing a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state hours after the Supreme Court declined to act on an emergency request by the abortion rights groups to block the measure from taking effect. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted heartbeat abortion bans, which outlawed the procedure once the rhythmic contracting of fetal cardiac tissue can be detected, often at 6 weeks, and sometimes before a woman realizes she is pregnant. The Texas anti-abortion law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to the Supreme Court, even with a 63 conservative majority, could still stop the Texas law. High Court has agreed to hear arguments in its upcoming term starting in October about a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks, significantly before fetal viability. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.